views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
What a great show we have today. Today we are talking about abundance that goes beyond attachments and control. If that has dialed your personal number, then you know you're in listening to the right show today. We all have this. We all have places where, you know, we have an impression or a vision about how life needs to unfold. It needs to be this way. These things mean abundance. These things don't. If I have this in my life, it means I've made it. And if I don't have those things in my life, I'm wanting, I'm not fulfilled. And so much of these things are concepts, they're beliefs, they're ideas, they're things that got drummed into us very, very young. And then we went through all the years of schooling and work world where, you know, I don't want to call it mind control, but it's a form of programming, isn't it? I mean, if we all learn, you know, look, you're going to go to school and then you're going to get a job. All right, well, we've heard that our entire lives. So then that is something that gets implemented, doesn't it? It becomes a part of our reality, because then if we don't have the job or we didn't go to school, we are programmed to understand that a piece was missing. We didn't do that. And so, you know, remember that old bumper sticker that said question authority? I want you to kind of question reality a little bit and question some of the concepts that are driving your dissatisfaction in life. And I am not espousing that, you know, we just be satisfied with what is and we can't change things. But often when we're looking at our abundance quotient and we're looking at some of the blocks in our lives, they come from, you know, feeling like we're lacking something or that we should be wanting something. And even if we had that thing, it wouldn't be satisfied. Have you ever, like, really, really wanted something and you get it, and within about 5 minutes, there was no satisfaction? You know, and I'm not talking just about stuff, but just there was just no satisfaction. And have you ever stopped to think, well, why was that? Why is there no satisfaction with this? So there's something about what you were wanting that didn't resonate. Or was it the chase? You know, there's some people that just love the chase, and when they get something, it's like boring. Don't want it anymore. So I love to look at those things, because often when I'm working with people, we're looking at blockages in our field. We're looking at what's interfering with us stepping into all that we want, all that we desire. And we often find we don't want what we say we want. The desires we have belong to others, to our culture, to the overriding paradigm of whatever we're living within. And so we want to take a look at what really resonates with our soul essence, our purpose. If you're listening to this show today, often we need something that resonates with our purpose, with who we are. I have people all the time say, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, it's not just going to unfold, you know, in 5 minutes. It does take time, and it takes an awareness of your soul essence. It takes an awareness of who you are. Right? And, you know, you start to identify the things that resonate with you. And they begin to tell a story. So let's tell your story today and let's understand, you know, what it is that you're wanting to step into and create. So I want to give you the dial-in number for today's show. It's 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And we are talking about abundance that goes beyond attachments and control. You know, some of us have a lot of abundance and may not know it. We're living the dream. We're living exactly, you know, what resonates with us. And so that's a wonderful thing to know. If you're looking to work with me or understand a little more about me, you can go to my website, lesliefontaine.com. That's LesLieFontaine.com. And you can take a look at some of the services that I offer. I also do free consultations if you're wondering if it's good to work with me. But often what I'm doing with people is working at a pretty deep level to get to the essence of what we're wanting to create in the world, who we are. We may be experiencing difficulties, frustrations, interferences. We may be in agreements with energies that are really difficult for us, and we keep allowing them to, you know, inhibit our growth or inhibit where we want to go. And, you know, I don't want you to minimize the effect of energy. Yours and other people's. It is very impactful. You know, you can have a conversation with somebody and within 15 minutes, you're exhausted. It's worn you out. And you have to step back and go, why did I just do that? Why was I just in that conversation? Was I being polite? Is it a family member? Is it a friend I don't want to lose? Did I think I had to? But there was something about that transaction that wiped you out. I've had it happen many times. And so you ask yourself, why am I doing that? Why am I bringing that into my field? Often, we don't want to acknowledge the things that we really have in our lives because we don't want to step into our lives. That's a big one. Do we really want to step into all that we are? For those of you that have worked with me, those of you that have listened to me for a while, you know exactly what I mean. You have a dream. You have a desire. You have something that you want to create. And you get on the precipice of it, right? You feel the intention. You feel the vibratory energy. You feel the ideas just streaming through you. You feel the energy just clearing out of your field. You get very excited. You feel invigorated. And it's almost too much. It's almost too powerful. You realize you really could do this thing. And then what happens is your mind catches up with you, your fears catch up with you, your emotions, your inner child, and you start to reel yourself back in and going, well, we can't do that. We've never done that before. We've never launched that before. We've never stepped into this big of anything before. And we start to pull back. And what that effect has is it gets us back into a comfort zone so that we don't have to step out. See, there's this little period in creation that's very uncomfortable. Sometimes that little period can last a few days or it can last a couple of hours. But like a rubber band, we have to stretch. We have to allow ourselves to stay in that place of discomfort. And what that discomfort is about is it's outside our security zone. It's outside that place where we know how the day's going to work out. If you start operating off of a new thought, off of a new idea, off of a new intention, there's no background data or experience or emotion or comfort zone that you can lean on. It's all new. So what you're doing is you're pulling energy in from ahead of you, from forward. You're drawing in your higher self. You could bring in, you know, masters, light beings. Bring in your support team. But there's no past history. And there's a part of us that always wants past history, wants past validation, wants the family to say, you can do it, wants someone to say, I will support you all the way. I will be there with you. And we have learned that when we are on our own, if we're by ourselves in a dream, we've been abandoned. And I challenge some of you to check this out in your field, that whenever you have an idea and it's just yours and you step into the idea, you step into the intention and nobody else is with you, you feel alone. And we've learned that alone is not good. Alone means we have been abandoned, we're not loved, we're isolated, we have no one to talk to. Listen to all that heavy language around that. That is not the case. That is not the case. So today, let's think about new playgrounds and playmates. Let's think about, you know, having this concept of parallel partnerships. People don't have to be in our stuff, but they can be people that we call and say, hey, you know, today I'm operating off of a new idea. I'm stepping into this. I don't know where it's going to take me. That's the other scary one. I don't know where it's going to take me. As if somehow we should know how it's going to end up. The other assumption is that Source, the light beings, the ascended masters are going to hurt us somehow. Hurt us either by losing relationships, losing finances, and being alone, trying something new we've never done before, not having any support. We can't imagine it. You know, I watch so many people go and get guidance from psychics and clairvoyants, and they want all this guidance, and they somehow trust what's coming through, right? Okay, this is what's going to happen for me. But the very same people, we say, bring in your guidance team to support you in this next venture, and they cannot imagine that Source would be fully supportive. I want to talk about that when we come back. Again, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. You're listening to Leslie Fontaine, and this is Sheer Alchemy.
The heart is a blue.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
At a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action in discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 915-313-8541. It's 915-313-8541.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterruintuit.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To rent in this town, you're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about sheer alchemy. We're talking about transformation. You know, when we do anything new, and we shift and we change, it's always a little scary. Let's admit it. You know, I talk to some people, they go, oh, I'm not scared. Well, there's a little hesitancy. You can have another name for it. You know, there's some kind of anxiety about stepping into something unknown. I want to promise you that in the spiritual realm, when you start stepping into new things and into the guidance that's coming to you, right, which is in a way, coming from higher mind, coming from a a much higher place, there's an order that the universe presents to do certain things or to reach out to certain people or to go in a certain geographical direction that is new. It's different. It's not conventional. And we've been taught to fear anything that's not conventional. So when we're on this journey, this adventure, and we get thoughts and ideas and inspirations, you know, at least write them down. You know, if you can't immediately implement, you know, source isn't going to punish you right away. You're not going to miss your window. This is it. This is the last chance you'll ever have. It's none of that. But at least write them down because they start to show a way of creating contact, creating your idea, implementing aspects of your dream, writing your book, going on your world journey, starting your third or fourth or fifth career. All these things start to come to you in a unique and very special way. A lot of us love to get guidance. We think we're very psychically aware. We're very predictive, but we don't like to implement. And I'd like us to take a look at that part of ourselves as well. Why don't we implement? Why do we hold back? We like getting the ideas, but we don't like doing anything about them. And this is where the healings begin. When you're getting guidance and when you're on this journey, it is to raise your vibration. It is to start shifting into all that you are. So wounds are going to show up. Things that get in your way and have gotten in your way for the last 40 years are going to show up. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. We talk about this probably every show, and I think it's so important because a lot of times no one's told us. These difficult aspects of ourselves, our insecurities, are showing up, our wounds, the words people have spoken over us that have affected our etheric field, that have held us back, that have kept us small, that have kept us as people pleasers and appeasers and compromisers rather than stepping into our own vibrant energy. These things are coming up to be healed. It's a glorious thing. It's a wonderful thing. So a dream triggers that. We step into it. The wound shows up. And then we say, do I want to heal? Do I want to heal? Well, often the next thought is, nothing will heal that. I've worked on this for years. I've gone to so much therapy. I've done so much praying. I've done so much work with healers and psychics and blah, blah, blah. So what does that voice sound like? It sounds very young, doesn't it? It sounds very hurt. It sounds very pained. So this is where, you know, we go, can I release this? Can I let go of this agreement to be this one? Can I choose to bring in the healing into my heart space? And what is it that I want the healing to look like? Do I want to become this type A person that suddenly muscles through everything, pushes all the way through, and there are no obstacles in my life? We're not going to change our soul essence, okay? But it isn't about kind of becoming, going from a super passive person to a super aggressive person, or going from, you know, someone who operated with a lot of anger to, you know, someone who operates with another approach to aggressiveness. We're going to stay within the integrity of our energy. Our intentions are going to remain powerful and strong. So control is a way to manage our fear. I want to define how my dream is going to unfold. It's going to look like this. Now, if you go behind each of the requests that you're making in terms of what your dream looks like, what your partner that you're drawing in looks like, what your job looks like, there are clues in there about what you're saying you need to feel loved, supported, nurtured, cared for, to feel secure, to feel abundant. There's all these things you're saying that if I have these aspects within my dream, I will feel comfortable. I will feel secure. This is what I need. And all of it is based on something out there giving that to you in here. And we know in the spirit realm and the energy realm, it operates the other way. We create the security within, and it translates to what manifests without. So control, or the form of control, is being directed by fear. And if I have these things, I will be okay. If it looks like this, this is the right way. My father will approve. My mother will approve. It'll look good to society. It'll look like I'm successful. That job I left, they'll see. I made it. I did good. Our partner, you know, will show up in a certain form in a certain way. So the control is a way to mitigate our fear. So some of you are really feeling this right now in your heart space and in your solar plexus, just feeling some of the old fears coming up, and just allow them right now. Just allow them to come up. And let's bring in the healing teams now. Let's bring in the masters, the archangels. Let's go into our heart space. And let's notice the fear that we have of fully stepping into all that we are, of being that vibrant one, being the one that can create whatever we desire. Notice that feeling that you will be separate. You will be alone. You won't be supported. And ask yourself, is that relevant to what you're desiring to create? Is the assumption that you will attract no other friends? You will never have anyone that resonates with you in your life? That your opportunities will not give you joy? Remember, joy was the impetus into the creation or the intention. And then all the messages coming in are like, well, you're going to be abandoned. You're going to lose this. You're going to lose that. But remember, you will attract and draw in those things that resonate with you. The other part of this is that you can trust yourself. Many of us don't trust ourselves. We don't trust the messaging coming through for us. We don't trust that we can take care of ourselves. We don't trust that we are hearing right. Do you think I'm hearing right? You're hearing right. But if you then smother it and you hide it and you rationalize it away in 3D thinking and explain to yourself how this isn't going to happen, okay, so be it. You're not ready yet. So some of you right now realize that you've had dreams over the years, things that you want to create, things that you want to step into, and you've held yourself back because either you think you're going to be alone or you won't be successful. Follow the string on that one. Why is it that you think you won't be successful? Why is it that you think you will have no support? Just allow that to just come full circle for you. Whether it's old family training, it could be in your ancestral line, it could be past lifetime. Your inner child just really screaming. You know, our inner child is a wonderful, wonderful one. Our inner child often is upset because in the past we haven't taken care of him or her. We haven't been there for our child. So what we want to do is explain to our inner child how we're going to be there. You know, we're not like that critical parent that we had growing up. We're not like that abandoning parent that we had growing up. So here in this situation, we want to let our inner child know that we are fully supporting him or her and that we will be strong in his or her behalf. All right. There's the inner nurturer. We want to fully support the inner nurturer, the one that is there to care for us. If we withhold that, if we push it away and go, I don't deserve nurturing, and some of us really have that locked in our field, then we are going to be waiting for something to nurture us that never does. And we repeat our cycles round and round. So what do you have today in your life that is being repeated over and over, round and round, that doesn't get resolved? And you long to step out of this, step out of this pattern. This pattern of defeat, this pattern of loss, this pattern of abandonment. When we step into something on our own, the angels are surrounding us. We step into it. We may not see them, but we can intentionally invite them into the process. We can intentionally step into all that we are in these moments. But we have been taught, and it's been hammered into us, that we don't have a partnership, we don't have a team, no one's going to believe in us, we don't have the money, all this long list of negativity. Take down the data that's showing up for you. Because if you really want to transform, if you really want to shift this, there is another way. We can look at this differently. All right? So this is sheer alchemy. We're bringing all this up so that we can transform, so that we can shift, so that we can change. And if you're interested in doing some work, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and this is Leslie Fontaine.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
The 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Remember Who You Are, Honoring Ourselves, We Heal the World, is this February 16th through the 20th. WOW is calling for women to gather. This is the time for women to step into our power, support each other, share our stories, empower our dreams, and build leaders for our community and the next generation of women. Join us for life-changing, intimate workshops on diverse topics such as music, dance, art, sexuality, relationships, healing, goddess wisdom, life purpose, and more. Join us and be witnessed, valued, and inspired to discover your purpose and share your stories. WOW is one of the longest-running women's spirituality conferences in the world. You can register for individual events or enjoy the whole weekend. this February 16th through the 20th. Visit womenofwisdom.org.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
On this big topic of you creating your abundance that goes beyond attachment and control. So what do we mean by attachment and control? Often attachment is about, I must have this to be happy. You must be in my life. This job must be in my life. These circumstances and situations must be as they are in order for me to feel safe. So if there's any threat of releasing anything, the immediate assumption is that we will lose. So that is a very common theme of attachment. Control is saying, I want these things to work in my life so they'll be happy. I have many clients that want me to, you know, fix things for family members and bosses and, you know, friends so that they will be okay. And, you know, other people, we can intercede for them. We can, if their higher self shows up and they want help and you've shown up in proxy, great. You know, that's wonderful. But we never go into the business of changing someone else so that things will be better for us. And that, you know, often is a form of control, or that we need certain things in our lives in a certain kind of way for us to be happy. Otherwise, things aren't right. So this is all the antithesis, in a way, of the whole movement of, you know, the concept of law of attraction, the concept of intentional living, the concept of, you know, stepping into a level of spirituality that talks of unattachment, talks of releasing control. Because the assumption then is that the universe, source, all of the forces of light work in our favor, right? And when we find counter intentions within our field, which is part of the spiritual path, we are choosing in that moment to release it. I can tell you honestly, I have had certain attachments or areas show up in my life that I have been afraid of releasing. So let's talk about what that fear is. The fear is that I'm that powerful. I can really release this thing and it will draw in something new. But I first have to go through that first 10 feet or so of pre-programming, which says that when I release, I lose. So right now, check your field. Some of you are completely getting this. That if you release the home you are in, if you release your children, if you release your job, if you release your partner, that you're going to lose them. It's this immediate terror. That is not the case. Releasing is not loss. But what you are doing is you're letting go of the agreement. You're letting go of the energy that hooks you in. You are allowing the highest opportunity for all of those, and you are stepping into your highest good. Okay? So I can release where I live, but it doesn't mean in the next minute I'm going to be kicked out of it. I can release my job, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to leave my job the next hour. Okay, so do you see what I'm saying? We're releasing the attachment of it. And the attachment is based in fear. And the reason we have trouble releasing it is that we think Source is punishing. That's what we learned in church and synagogue and a lot of spiritual teachings. And, you know, we have a very conditional view of Source as this, you know, white-bearded man up in the sky making judgments. And it's all conditional. You do this, then I'll do that. You know, it's all very conditional. So when we release this attachment, that thing doesn't immediately disappear. It's a process. The next thing begins to unfold. The attachment is based in fear. Attachment is always fear. Release is always love. And then it allows us to draw in our heart's desire, to draw in that thing that means the most to us. But again, your inner child is screaming right now because your inner child is remembering that anytime you truly wanted something, it either meant you got criticism from somewhere else or something else fell apart. Your desires were not okay. Many of us have spent a lifetime of learning not to want what we want or to even think that what we want is possible. What a wasted life. Let's say this to ourselves today. It doesn't matter if you're 40, 50, 60, 70, or 80 today. Let this be the first day of the rest of your life. This is an awesome day to start your new dreams, to start your new intentions, and to release all these old messages about you and who you are and how beautiful and wise you are. You're tremendous. You're outstanding. And I'm just feeling the presence is coming through so beautifully right now. So let's just clear out a lot of these old beliefs that no longer serve you. Maybe they've kept you safe for a period, okay? And we can thank them for that. But now we're ready to step into a bolder, newer you. So let's allow that now. And no, we don't have the perfect roadmap. We don't know what it's looking like out there. You're not going to have to quit your job to bring your dream in. We don't know what's going to come up. Maybe some of you would have to quit your job, and it's time, and you've known it's been time for 3 years, okay? So I'm not doing anything radical here, and you haven't done anything radical either. And some of you, you may continue in your work, but because you've released the attachment, you have more energy now to step into your dream. So watch how all this unfolds in your field. There is not a one-size-fits-all. But some of you have been holding back for a long time. Go get that journal. It's February 1st now. Time to start if you didn't start in January. And just start writing out what's coming up for you. Don't panic over whether it's negative or it's got complaints in there or you're very emotional or you're feeling a lot of grief. That's okay. Because after you get all this out and you get very, very present, you're going to then go, all right, what do I want to hold on to here and what don't I? So the fears start to show up and go, well, if I let go of that, I will have no way to support myself. Okay, where is that belief based? Do you see how this works now? You want to follow the string. You want to follow, well, where did I learn that? Where did I decide that? You know, you may be in a spiritual group or you may be in a group of friends and really you've grown beyond it. It doesn't work for you anymore. So you go, you know what? I release this from my field. I'm moving past it. Well, some of us are going to have a total panic and go, well, oh my God, I'll be completely alone. Again, there it is again. many of us have such strong abandonment issues and messaging in our field. I would love to work with you on this. I would love to work with you. So let me know if that's a possibility so that we can just be done with this one. And we want to move on and move through. And let's start your journey in the spiritual realm so that you start to learn how to take care of these fears that show up. Don't see yourself just as this finite being that, you know, can't move beyond your current situation. That's not the case. You're a grown-up now. You're not that child that was locked down by your parents and, you know, had to go through those rough teenage years with no voice and just being compliant all the time and tolerating so many things till you just lost your energy. You are now an adult and you can make decisions and you can make choices and you can be anything you want to be. You can step into it. You can step into it with your mind. And again, I just so much respecting, you know, Viktor Frankl and what he said when all of his books that he had written or was in the process of writing were destroyed when he was put into a Nazi concentration camp. And he said, no one can take away your thoughts. So here's somebody who was very accomplished, a professional, not only lost the legacy of what he had done, but he lost what he was creating in the moment. And he held on to that and survived miraculously through the concentration camp experience and redid and rewrote all those things later in the rest of his career. And he wrote this magnificent, you know, book that I hope you'll look him up, Viktor Frankl. So you have gone through your own version of hell, maybe not that dramatic, or your own version of the 30 years of your life. I used to say I spent a quarter of a century raising children. That is a huge chunk of a person's life. But it's not the last bit. It's not the end. Is there a grief in the release of letting go of that and moving into your new identity? Yes. But it is you resurgent. It is you stepping in to who you are and who you can become. A lot of you have done a beautiful job releasing. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
This is Sarah Luce from Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio. I want to invite you to join me and women across the globe for my Sister Spirit Party, where we're going to be teaching you how to lose those limiting beliefs, toss the struggles, lose all the old stories that keep you stuck, so that you can leap fully into your power in 2017. Girl, the world needs you to shine right now. So please join us for this powerful and fun group mentoring called Sister Spirit Party. And now, till February 10th, I'm going to give you $50 off your enrollment. So go to sarahluce.com and enter your coupon code SISTER50 for your enrollment discount. Girl, we need you to shine. Join us Join the Sister Spirit Party. Let's get your power on.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. And if you want to know more about me and what I do, some of you are shifting beautifully. First of all, I got to tell you, it is feeling so good. A lot of you have really cleared out a lot of stuff. And if you are feeling very emotional and you're feeling like, wow, what is this? Is it okay? Yes, it's okay. If you'd like to work together, I work with a lot of people that are letting go of a lot of stuff from a lot of lifetimes, and this one, and you know, this is a heavy shame energy, abandonment energy period. Okay, so a lot of us are surfacing those, and once we start to move past that, we start to really step into all that we are. It is never too late. So if you'd like to work together on your dream, on clearing some of these blockages, interferences, or where you just really allow your boundaries to be violated a bit too much, I'd love to work with you. You can reach me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. You can opt in on my site and just leave a comment. I'll reach back out to you. Or if you'd like to do a free consultation session, I'd be glad to do that with you. But don't leave yourself in this state. Don't leave it too long. Put a note in your calendar to reach out to me at least by next week so that you don't drop your dream. Don't do that. Just let that at least be a marker that today you said yes to your dream. So whatever it is today, say yes to it. All right. We've been talking about, you know, the grip of attachment and control, which are fear-based. And when we release those, the lie of attachment and control and the fear is that we won't be anything without them, that we'll make mistakes, we'll be shamed, we'll be embarrassed, we'll make fools of ourselves, no one will love us, everyone will leave us, we'll lose our jobs, our families. You know, it has all these horrendous cataclysmic resulting experiences if we let go of those things that we were taught our entire lives take care of us, that we will become unreasonable, we will be foolish, we will make mistakes. All this if we listen to ourselves and trust ourselves. All right. So listen to your higher self today. Talk to your higher self today. Journal with your higher self today. Let that become a part of you. Start your journey anew today. Make this day one, moment one. You all know that you can start your day over anytime you want. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, doesn't matter. Start over. And just start making some notes about yourself. You may think you're sounding like a revolutionary. This is your personal manifesto. All right. This is how we step into the truth of all we are. We let go of these old grips of fear that are resistant, that are pushing away abundance, and we start to draw in those things that are aligned with our own essence, with our own energies, with our own intentions. You start getting excited. You start getting happy. You start liking what it is that you're creating. So be open to all this. Don't be afraid. You know, don't let anyone into your secret circle today either, right? Make this personal. Make it private. You don't have to have advisors in your life that could downplay or diminish, you know, your experience today. It's kind of like that stereotypical line from, you know, parenting, you know, when you were the child, what have you got to be so happy about? You know, be happy. And, you know, you do not have to tell other people. So, you know, being happy means getting out of control, right? Really? Where did we learn this stuff? Question these beliefs. Question these ideas that come up for you. You know, this is a little work. Some people just want a wave of a wand and, you know, suddenly they just get cleared of all this stuff. But as you can see, I'm touching some buttons. I'm bringing some things up that help us to see, wow, you know, I've just believe that thing hook, line, and sinker. I've thought that was the truth all the way. There's no data. Your data is your reality. You know, we want a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay, there it is. But it can go either way. You know, it can go that we never start over and we have to retire at 60 and this is what we've got to do the rest of our lives and who's going to take care of me and where's my money going to come from and nobody will support me and nobody will. Okay, there you go. That's your truth. Or it could be otherwise. Why don't we pick otherwise? Why don't we take a look at otherwise? Because you don't have facts on the other end, nor do you have facts on this end, but your energy can prove it. And you can practice with little areas, right? You can make new friends. You can develop people that become close to you. There is a lot of opportunity, but sometimes we confuse pain in, let's say, the releasing of some old agreements, the releasing of, you know, loved ones who just, you know, don't believe in us, etc. We let them go their way, we go ours. And we confuse pain with lack of success. We confuse pain like, oh my God, it's not going to happen. No, there's a releasing of this stuff. Let's honor this part of us. You know, I had a tough time with empty nest. It was a period of really releasing that so much of my life had been built up around my children, all right? Now, if I just stayed stuck in that stuff and I had not moved through it, you know, I wouldn't be doing a lot of things in my life. But I had to go through it. So don't start thinking that going through a painful experience is the end of things for you. You're just going to go through that and you're going to start creating new intentions, new desires, and new opportunities for you to step into them. And again, don't think that because you release something, you release the attachment, and you release the control, that immediately the bottom falls out. That is the most harsh perspective of source and energy and the universe and how all this works. It's a very loving, kind universe. Unlike our 3D world that's very conditional, very harsh, you know, has all these rules. There's limited funds, limited emotion, limited love. Everything is limited in 3D. So imagine when we start going into higher vibrational awareness and it's unlimited, it's a jarring switch, isn't it? To suddenly go, wow, love is unlimited. Opportunity is unlimited. I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know what direction it's going to come from. I'm going to learn how to take care of myself. I'm going to learn how to protect my energy field. I'm not going to allow toxic pollution to come into my energy field. And if you continue to allow the toxicity to come in, and you allow that to be a part of your reality, that's your choice now, but you can change it. You can release it. But again, so many of us don't release it because we're afraid of what that means. It means I'll abandon my loved ones. I'll abandon my job. These extreme thoughts, let them go. These are the very thoughts that keep you stuck. So consider a few of them today. Journal them out. If you'd like to talk about it, I'd love to talk with you. Notice all these things that just keep coming up and ask yourself with each one, do I want to hold on to this? Is it serving a purpose? Is it protecting me? Am I ready to release it so that I can step beyond these finite, limiting, shame-based, fear-based concepts and step into the unlimited full potentiality of all that I am? What a great way to go. What a great way to begin our new life. And you can start it at any time. If you're interested in working with me, this is Leslie Fontaine. You can find me at lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine. You can find me on transformationtalkradio.com. If you'd like to reach me, 678-665-3366. It is going to be an amazing year of creating all that we are. And that's the level at which exciting things begin to happen. Don't hesitate. Start today. Begin now. And you are going to be amazed at all that comes up for you. Until next time, this is Leslie Fontaine.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.